from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Oh, there you go.
Elite.
Nice.
Jack!
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Coming in at 1, Coles have begun slapping security tags on meat.
Yeah.
As shoplifting rates increase in line with the cost of living crisis.
Like those full-on tags that you need to have removed at the checkout.
Faraz Durrani, famously performed a citizen's arrest on a man that he caught stealing meat from the local supermarket.
He's the actor?
Yes.
It triggered Faraz because as a young man, his family owned a milk bar and he'd seen a lot of
theft.
And he was just like, one day Faraz encountered this happening in real time. He said, not on my watch.
No way.
Oh. And he went full Faraz mode.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth tackling a man?
No, I don't know.
I think some meat from a multi-corporate. I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah. That's how you get yourself stabbed.
Was it a multi-corporate or was it a small business?
I can't remember. Google Faraz citizen's arrest. Didn't Faraz, and I don't mean to be uncharitable, and you know that's not my act.
Yes.
Wasn't he reasonably unpopular on SAS Australia?
Yes, was it that show? I remember he had some...
I feel like he might have been, and I'm just looking for the right words, a dead shit.
I didn't watch it, so
I didn't watch it either.
I can't comment.
But did he take a photo of himself with the duty citizen's arrest?
He did.
Oh.
Bloody actors!
What would you do that for?
No, I'd put on his Insta. Where was the shop? Doesn't get a mention.
Hey.
Doesn't get a mention.
Hey.
Coming in at 2, one man received life-threatening injuries and another remains trapped following a rock fall at a gold mine near an area where search crews have been looking for missing Samantha Murphy. The incident occurred about 500 metres underground and about 3 kilometres into the mine.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Isn't it?
There was a lot of people. There was about 30 people actually trapped down there, which overnight they've
got them back out. I wasn't across this story at all.
Yeah, it happened late yesterday afternoon, I think.
Right. Okay.
Mm.
Is it a operation? I mean, it's clearly an operational mine. Who's operating it?
Yeah, well, if there's
what
30
sort of
people
detail have
there?
We got around it?
I'm not sure.
You've got a man on the ground there?
Maybe our reporter who we spoke to last week is.
Maybe we should
try.
We should be trying to talk to someone in Ballarat.
See if we can.
We'll have that conversation off air.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 3, a Florida fisherman had his hand chewed off by a 2.8 metre alligator that lunged at him from a golf course pond over the weekend. It's like when Anthony Lehman and I were playing golf in Port Douglas.
I know the exact one.
You've seen the photo.
I saw the crocodile.
Oh, the
Jesus Christ. We're teeing off.
Yeah.
And literally 20, 30 metres to our left up on a raised bank is a good 3.5 metre croc.
We stayed in a house backing onto that golf course and that lake. And we coaxed it out with chicken necks in the middle of the night.
What are you coaxing it out for?
Don't coax out crocodiles, mate. That is a classic tourist
move.
You are one of those German people that gets taken in a river.
They had a tourist book in the Airbnb.
Ooh, gets the chicken necks for the crocodile.
They said there's crab nets there and you can...
Rouse! Rouse!
And you can feed it.
Chicken necks! Chicken necks!
You can see it!
Claude!
Yeah, anyway,
chicken necks!
Their eyes glow red, and that's how you know that there's a... carnivore nearby, but if their eyes glow other colours and they're not carnivores... And we saw these glowing red things go... And then go,
take your sandals off.
How did this come?
You'll get some wet.
It's 45 seconds
out. Chinese-owned social media giant TikTok is a step closer to vanishing in the US after the House of Representatives voted to pass a bill that could see the app banned.
Rare bipartisan support over there.
Coming in at 5, Victoria Bitter has entered the low-carb beer market after new data revealed Australians are demanding health-conscious options.
Yes.
That's a good move,
that
I reckon.
I think it is.
Yeah. And Vale, Paul Alexander coming in at number 6. The man who lived in an iron lung for more than 70 years has died at the age of 78.
Oh, that is so sad.
It really is. And we were talking about him pre-show. Mm. And, God, what a crazy life.
Yeah.
Extraordinary existence.
And so many questions. How do you wash Paul?
Honestly. Yeah.
What does he eat? his face was a mess.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.